Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So we were talking Delilah, and some of the things we learned from her is that the love of a man is to be treasured. So women, if you're listening and you're married, love your man. Love him well. Build him up. And you will bless and strengthen him. But guess what? There's something that comes back to you as well. It's good for the soul. And then you also say silver and gold aren't very good company. Did we touch on that? I don't know if we did.
Well, yeah, they're not. Yeah. When Bad Girls of the Bible was re-released last summer, this time exactly last year, I did a blog post each week on each one of the bad girls. It lives on my website if anybody wants to take a look. It's different than what's in the book. I wanted to bring the fresh things, the new things that I'd learned, and LizCurtisHiggs.com for that. But the fact of the matter is, what I discovered since I wrote the book was exactly how much silver and gold we're talking about. Because when you read shekels in the Bible, you know, it doesn't translate in our heads. So how's this number? $15 million.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's what they offered her, $15 million in modern dollars. That is such a phenomenal sum, but even so, we have to ask ourselves, would I give up my husband, a loved one, a boyfriend that we adore and want to marry, someone very precious to us, for $15 million? It's a huge sum. I can actually hear some of our listeners going, well, actually.
Yeah, not that you put it that way.
Now that you mention it, is that a real offer? And sadly, it is such a big sum. We don't see Delilah even struggle with the idea. But silver and gold are terrible company. She gains the money, but she loses the man in the process. I will point out that the scripture says Samson loved Delilah. It never says Delilah loved Samson. It isn't in there. So it may never have been a mutual commitment to begin with. But still, he's a human being. I wouldn't give up a stranger's life for $15 million. There's no sum big enough that would count for a human life. But it did to her, and it's, of course, her big downfall. Speaking of downfall, at the end of Samson's story, he is redeemed. You know, she isn't, but he is. He is the one. They let him hear his hair grow while he's in prison. I'm sort of wondering what they were thinking there, because they knew the strength was in his hair. And so he's strong again, and even though he is not the man he was, his eyes have been gouged out and he's been in prison, he's still able to pull down this whole building around them. You know, we've all seen the movie when he's pressing against the two pillars. 3,000 Philistine men and women were standing on it. And so, obviously, it was a huge building. And dropped into a tomb on the spot, I have to believe Delilah was among them. I can't imagine she wouldn't have gloated over seeing him reduced to this, never guessing that his strength had returned. So, sad ending for Delilah. She's never mentioned in Scripture again. We know nothing about her, but Samson is still listed among the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. Despite all the badness that he did there in the middle with the prostitute, with Delilah not married to her, and so forth, in the end, he died serving God. And that's what God remembered. Isn't it fabulous that that's what God remembers about us too?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.